This is Things I Need to Learn in Life I Didn't Learn in School, covering everything we should know as adults that got glossed over in our classrooms. With your host, Wave News anchor, Dawn G.
Thank you again, everyone, for joining me, Dawn G, for Things I Need to Learn in Life I Did Not Learn in School. This is something that Kentucky has been talking about a lot lately. Joining me today is Michelle James. She is a dear friend of mine, but she is also a female business owner here in the state with many things cooking in the pot. And one of those things that I've heard you talk about often is second chance. I've heard the governor talk about second chance.
Correct.
And so I asked her if she could please stop by and just talk about it, because she talks about it passionately all the time. And it would mean so much for some people here in Kentucky, but also for the state. So just to begin, what should folks know about second chance?
Second chance folks are people that have been previously incarcerated, and they've done their time, and then they're looking to come out and get a job and provide for their families, and we should be able to help them with that. So in one of my businesses, 95% of my folks, and I'm co-owner of an all-women-owned business, 95% of our folks are second-chance employees.
So you say you 95% of those folks. Do you want to name the business?
It's called NTC, and we have become experts at this because we did it on our dime and our time. So what I do now is I go out to businesses and show them how, as an employer, to be successful hiring second chance. You know, a lot of people that come out are already nervous and they feel rejected, that people don't want them. So I show businesses how to bring in second chance, how to hire them, and for both parties to be successful.
So you have this business and there is a labor shortage.
Exactly.
All over the United States.
Yes.
You're talking about maybe 70 million Americans who are looking for a job. Mm-hmm. They want to work.
They do.
However, they've been in jail, and maybe they're not able to even find work.
Well, and the ones that think they do, and I think some companies on their policy do such a disservice to people. They're in such a hurry to hire people to rebuild their labor workforce, and then they run them. And then in a couple of weeks, the people get a tap on the shoulder and go, you know what, Frankie, you've done really well, but we got your record back and you got to go. You're a convicted felon. So I'm also trying to show businesses we can't do that. That is not fair.
Okay, let's make sure people understand. You're talking about a guy. Mm-hmm. They didn't run him when they hired him. They hired him, didn't run him. He's in there. He's doing the job. He's on time. Mm-hmm. He's doing a great job. Nobody's having a problem with him. 3 weeks later, his information comes back. And it says that he's been to jail.
Yes.
And now, because they know he's been to jail, they tap him and say,
gotta go.
We've
got
to let you go. Not because of anything that he's done at work.
No. So, and like in my business, NTC, when people are second chance come and they cross our threshold, they get a new slate on life. So whatever they've done in the past is in the past. And I feel like, you know, Frankie's kids are going to see Frankie go to work, and Frankie's going to be able to provide for his family, and it's going to maybe stop that cycle.
So, okay, let's just go through the, I guess, benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You just gave through a lot of benefits for that person.
Yes.
Let's go through some of the benefits for a company.
You rebuild your workforce, and you get a portion, and when you... My experience, my personal experience, when I've hired people that are second chance, they are the best employees because nobody would give them an opportunity. So when somebody does them give them an opportunity, they are so appreciative. And they rise up quickly because they work harder. They can outwork everybody. They want to get past what they've done. So my experience has been great.
And so for those businesses, though, And I would think this, for the companies that hire, there are some things they need to do.
Yes.
So talk about those.
So if a company brings me in and they want to hire...
Because someone, now you are helping
yes.
other companies. You have, I don't know if fallen in love is the word for it, but you believe in this.
Well, yeah.
So much now you're helping other companies.
I believe everyone is, they've had some sort of second chance. Second chance at their job, second chance in relationships, second chance in, these folks need a second chance in life. So what I do is I go into businesses, I show them how to... with their HR department. I show them how to interview folks. Like if Frankie has probation on Tuesdays, you know Frankie's either gonna come in late on Tuesdays or need to be off. But Frankie's working Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I show them.
So don't hold that against
him. No, absolutely not. Because as a business, you're still rebuilding your labor workforce and you're pouring back into the community and giving this guy an opportunity. So more businesses are wanting to hire second chance. They just can't wrap their head around it on what they need to do to prepare because you interview folks differently because you know they're coming at you very vulnerable. They've been rejected. They expect to be rejected. So you make it the interview process a little less painful.
I would guess, do they need more training?
Okay.
And see, I just pulled that. I'm thinking they're going to need more training.
It depends on the job. Any job that's new, you need training. But in my experience and with NTC, no. People pick up really quickly and they want to work.
So if this second chance becomes the governor, we saw him do an entire press conference.
Love it.
Okay. Saying that this is what the state is talking about doing. What took us so long? Why is this such a big deal now? And why did it take so long? And I don't know that you can answer that.
I don't know. I've been doing it for 6 years, you know, but I've been advocating for second chance for, you know, many more years than that. So I don't know if it's taken this long and it's just now being talked about. I think the labor shortage has definitely played a role in it. But even before of COVID and anything, I've always embraced second chance because I love people and I feel like we've all had some sort of second chance in life.
So let's say that there is a second chancer who's listening mm-hmm. or there's a mama. Mm-hmm. You know, we love our babies.
Well, I get calls from mamas too.
There's a mama out there who says my son can't find a job. What is the 1, 2, 3? Take that second chance or that family member who is listening right now as to, because I have to say personally, until you started talking about it, I never really heard of someone, I guess, actually just looking for the second chance or saying, oh, second chance, not a problem, come on in. What mm-hmm. does that second chancer need to look for? How does he even know, he or she, that a company does have a second chance policy? Because as far as I know, that's not posted on the door.
It's not. I know a lot of companies that, you know, I don't want to say I'm the only company that is a do-gooder. There's lots of companies in the city of Louisville, but I know a lot of local nonprofits have a list. But for example, I had a mama call me last year, and I love her. And I met her in 2009, and she said, my son was convicted 20 years ago, and he still has trouble getting a job. And then he can get it, but then when they find out, it's different. I said, well, I'll hire him. And he's one of my best employees. He does such an amazing job. He's gotten like 3 raises. When he needs a take-home car, I let him take home the car. I'm so proud of him. Sometimes people just need a little bit of self-confidence given to them to watch them grow.
But where do they find the jobs?
Like,
there's not a, can you Google second chance and then boom, all
the
business?
Well, there are some companies you can Google, like you can Google NTC. That's a plug.
Okay.
Google NTC will hire you. But also, I know Urban League, they have a
list. They have a list. I heard Goodwill.
Goodwill has a list because I've hired people from Goodwill. So there's a lot of really good nonprofits doing really good work, and they have lists of where, you know, second chancers can go. And I hate the term second chancers. I wish we could come up with something different, but I haven't been able to yet. But we embrace everybody.
For a business who's not yet tried this yet, and do they need to prepare for a business that's not yet tried this yet, what do they need to do? Or can they just start saying, come on in?
Come on in and start hiring people. But know that some of these folks are very vulnerable. They've been rejected from the word go. So they're nervous. And sometimes, you know, I've seen employers go, well, they weren't forthcoming about this. Mm-hmm. They were scared.
Yeah.
So you interview differently. I know when I interview, I know, okay, Johnny, when's your probation meeting? Okay, it's on Monday. So what time on Monday? Either I'll schedule you later or I will give you off. So you help work them through those processes so they're not as scared.
We have been through so much with this pandemic with civil unrest. And the world has, to me, and these are my words, the world has kind of changed in some ways mm-hmm. harder and mm-hmm. some ways softer. Do you think in the end, though, allowing folks, you know, get a second chance and come back in here, in the long run, maybe it will be good for us all?
Yes, absolutely. I don't understand how people can say you need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and make it happen. Well, if you don't have any boots, how are you going to pull yourself up? How can we expect people to go to work and provide for their families if we do not give them an opportunity? If they've done their time and they get out, then we should be able to give them a job.
What are the biggest roadblocks that companies face? Are there any?
Yes. Well, that they perceive. I don't perceive any roadblocks, but sometimes...
So there are not any legal roadblocks that you know of?
They might inside their... The bigger companies might, but the smaller companies like us, we can embrace and hire and kind of do what we want. It's the bigger companies that I go into and work with their HR department and say, well, let's be a bit more flexed on this and soften on this. And I would say 90% of the time it works. But big companies, there's some of them, you can't change their rules because they do have attorneys that have this set in place for reasons probably I'm not aware of. But the companies that I consult, we were able to go in and make a little bit of changes so more people can come through.
Well, I wonder what, I guess what this will look like down the road. Let me say this, though. There are probably some... crimes mm-hmm. where it doesn't fall under second chance.
There are, every company has a list of something that they do not hire. And like if you're going to do anything with the public, then depending on what they did, we would have to take a look at that.
Does violent crime fall under that?
Or mm-hmm. yeah. Some violent crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or with a child.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are there, and this is terrible, I am not telling you to hire second chance for this reason, but are there work opportunity tax credits? Like, do you get to check some boxes off?
There are. So I know in the state, you know, Governor Beshear has been really good in giving credits to businesses who have second chance. But I know locally we were able, I was part of the second chance ordinance that I think will go into effect in June. When businesses come to the city of Louisville, there is a certain amount of women and minority participation they have to have. Well, the second chance ordinance looks at the women minority businesses, and if you have second chance, then they get more points. So I know a lot of the small businesses, they have their family working for them that has been convicted of a felony. So now they can bring, I'll say, Earl out and say he's a second chance guy, and so now they'll be able to get points for that.
And Earl is a second chance guy, but overall he's Uncle Earl, and they wanted to hire him.
He's
anyway.
Uncle Earl. He's yeah. Cousin Earl. He's
but he checks a box for
he does
for
he,
can, that company.
He does check the box. I'm very proud of the city for passing this ordinance because. Some businesses, they just don't talk about it because they don't want prime contractors to know they hire second chance. I put it in my contract that I hire second chance. I want to be very transparent about that. And so now other companies won't be as fearful about being forthcoming about hiring second chance.
Is there anything that I didn't ask that you feel like people should know, whether it's just folks that are at home or whether it is that small or large business?
I just think it's with hiring Second Chance, you're going to be helping your business, you're going to be helping society, and you're going to be helping that family. And I think it's a real big impact when the kids see this. And I have Second Chance women that work for me, too, so it's not all men. When they see mom or dad going back to work, getting back to a rhythm, and being able to provide for the family. So I just don't see a downside in it.
And I have to ask this, and you may not know the answer to it, too. Are there greater legalities if that Second Chancer messes up, whatever that looks like?
I've seen just as many problems with somebody that's not a Second Chance versus a Second Chance.
Right.
Usually what I've seen, they don't want to go back
right to
jail. So I have not experienced that, you know. But it's hard to put a stat on human nature.
Sure.
So I don't know.
All right. If there is a company, and I heard you say, and I know that you've been actually picking up some pretty big contracts.
Mm-hmm.
If there is somebody that just wants to learn about it or just needs help hiring Second Chance, they can contact you.
Yes. My name is Michelle James. I'm co-owner of NTC. And I do consider us experts at hiring Second Chance, and not just hiring, but retaining. You know, we've been in business for going on 7 years. And most of our folks have been with us since day one. And those that have not, quick story, a young lady hired her from Goodwill, Second Chance. She needed to get her life together. She got her kids back. Goodwill hired her. Now she's in a management position, I heard, at Goodwill and doing amazing things. So she just needed somebody to give her an opportunity to get some self-confidence back and get back on her feet.
Yeah, and especially right now with inflation and everything
mm-hmm.
that's going on, I can't imagine someone being out in the world and not being able to provide, because even when you do have a job, it's tough.
Yeah, and to be able to hold your head high, I've seen such huge transformations in people. The mother that called me and wanted me to hire her son, he had his head down. He really didn't say a lot. He does not have his head down anymore. He has his head held high, and you can tell he's proud of himself.
Yeah.
He never calls in. He works, and he's all about getting as much overtime. So to say I'm proud of him is an understatement.
All right. So again, for those who just feel like they don't have a chance, there are Second Chance opportunities.
Yes.
Out there.
And hit some of the local nonprofits. Our nonprofits are doing amazing work. Like I said, Louisville Urban League, Goodwill, and I'm sure I'm missing a bunch. But if you go on their website or if you call, they have a list of Second Chance businesses. There's quite a few of us. I think there are, well, maybe 20 in the city of Louisville that I know about, depending on what your skill level is or what you want to do. But you don't have to have any skill level to come work for me. We will teach you. We will certify you, and we will teach you. So, yeah.
And with what Governor Beshear is saying, and I don't know if you got to hear everything he's saying, is he expanding that? Is he making it easier? What is his goal?
I don't know what his goal is, but for me, I love him, and everything he is saying so positive about Second Chance makes it easier on businesses, I feel, to hire Second Chance. When you have the governor saying, this is what needs to happen and this is the right thing to do, it really makes it easier for businesses like us to hire Second Chance, because when the big businesses come in to our city and our state to get business, the governor says it's a really good thing that we have Second Chance employees. So maybe they'll think so, too.
All right. Well, important, especially for some folks who just feel like they didn't have a chance. You do. You have a Second Chance. And it is called Second Chance Employers, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, people call it different. But if
different
you Google
things.
Second Chance Employers, like I said, I'm not the only, and I have a wonderful business partner, I'm not the only business that hires Second Chance. There are lots in the city of Louisville, but they hide because
okay.
they don't feel comfortable sometimes.
Well, just know that there is an opportunity for you to work. Know that. Hold your head up, certainly, and don't be afraid of saying,
mm-mm.
I did this. But now I'm ready to move on.
I did it, but I did what I was supposed to do. Now I'm here. And yeah, we have people that work for us, Dawn, that they are going through drugs and alcohol is a big problem.
Right.
And that from if they have that stemmed to other things. So they've gotten this fixed. And so many wonderful things are coming out. People are getting their kids back. They're buying houses. They're buying cars. So they're getting their life back on track. I just don't see a downfall in hiring Second Chance and loving on people when they need it the most.
Yeah, it's important. Mm-hmm. All right. So things I need to learn in life I didn't learn in school. And one of those things is there is a way to make a way for you and your family. As always, I thank you very much for listening and for watching. Michelle James, thank you so
love
much.
You.
And like I said, she is my friend. So
that's
I'm
right.
Just I'm being transparent and putting that out there, but I've been watching her do Second Chance and watching some of the Zooms and listening to some of the things that the governor has been doing. And I think it's a message that needs to be out there. So if you have a family member that just is not making it, know that Second Chance is out there. I thank you always for listening and watching. And if there's something that you want to learn about, let me know and we'll explore it. Thank you again.